Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And this will be the last day of September to air a program. Yes, we still have September 30th tomorrow, but for a live show today, this will be the last one for September of 2023. Another one in the books.
And a fast one again.
And a fast one again. And it's really just, I mean, it's like, did September even exist?
Yeah, really?
Are we in were we in a Twilight Zone program? I think so.
Well, the whole summer seems that way to me this year. I mean, just zoom. It's going.
From July on.
Yes, it just flew by.
And it took forever to get to June. But once July got here,
we're just
like,
a little over a year from another election. I mean, that's hard to believe. 2024 is almost here.
There's not going to be an election.
2024, Melody.
I know.
I remember back in 1976, they were talking about the, or 1966, talking about the big bicentennial in 1976. I graduated in high school in 66. I thought, that's 10 years away. It probably won't make it. You know, and here I is, you know, but anyway.
Here you is.
In the year 2000, remember that show, what was it, something about Space Odyssey 2000 or something like that?
Yeah.
2000, that was in the 80s. I mean, gee whiz. Woo, yeah. That went almost 24 years ago.
Well, more than that. More than that.
Well, no, 2000 was just 24 years ago.
Oh, 2000, I think it was 2001.
Or whatever.
Odyssey,
I'm almost a quarter century going by since I come out. I mean, since that date was set. And back then, of course, they had us doing a lot of things we haven't done yet. But I remember back when I was a little boy, they're going to have flying cars in by the year 2000.
They have them.
Well, they have them, but I'm talking about the ones that you just charge up and fly. And matter of fact, we'll cover it in a little bit if we have time. They now have a flying taxi that runs on batteries, hauls five people.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I've seen some flying machines. I always knew I'd see flying machines. I want one.
I do too, but they're not real cheap.
Then I could visit you and Marsha. Well, why don't you buy me one? Then I'll come down and visit you and Marsha. Buy me one.
Well, they had flying cars back in the '50s. You towed the wings up behind you. Remember those?
Yeah.
They did. But anyway, we're getting a whole different topic here. We're not on anything I know you want to talk about. So you lead off, and I'll follow.
Well, I'll tell you, we had another another day, but it's waking people up. They're taking advantage of these drops in price for both gold and silver. Gold down. And you know what? Both gold and silver were up strong this morning when markets opened. But gold was up strong, $10. Well, it's now down 18 at 1847. Silver down 46 cents, 2%, $22.24. Platinum is down 2 at 914, and palladium is down 20 at 1,284. And the USDX today is only up by 0.04 at 106.17. I did say yesterday that we would see stronger gold prices, and we did until afternoon trade. Crude oil was down 83 cents at 90.88. Paper markets, they kind of reversed. They were up most of the day. The Dow shed more than about 158 points. 33,507. The S&P shed 11. The NASDAQ was up 18. European markets, I think they were all positive. They were all green. Asian markets, Nikkei was the only one down, but it was only 15 points, so no big deal. The 10-year yield pulled back a little bit, falls from the 14-year high, and 4.58. And let's go to my natural gas. That was also down. It barely moved. 2.93, a quarter of a 1%. I think the news is the reason that the markets, the Fed's favorite inflation indicator rose less than expected in August. So I guess that means it still rose, but just not as much. The personal consumption expenditures price index. But let's take out that food and energy. Who in the heck needs that? You know, come on.
No one uses food and energy, so don't worry about it, right?
And this is why it's the Fed's favorite inflation indicator. You know. So that increased 0.1% for the month. They were expecting 0.2%. On a 12-month basis, the index is up 4.9%. Consumer spending rose 0.4 on a current dollar basis. That was down sharply from the 0.9% in July. So, this is what we see. This is what we have. To me, these numbers mean nothing. All these numbers mean, and we talk a lot about these numbers, especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It just goes to show what the Feds, and they are important to people who invest. And you should pay attention to these numbers because it'll tell you how the government is lying to you. And that's a fact. And inflation on the month was largely driven by energy costs, which accelerated 6.1%. Food prices increased 0.2% on an annual basis. Food increased 3.1%. And that was pretty much it on the day. I know we're going to talk a lot of the things that I think we should talk about today about, I don't know, Butch. It's looking pretty cloudy out there.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And
there's much to talk about. But you go ahead, and then I'll chime in whenever you're ready.
But, I mean, it's just, you know, yes, the government's going to shut down unless they do a midnight type of a Hail Mary type thing. And, they're going to shut down. So what? No, I don't think we should applaud. But, I mean, it should. What are these people doing in D.C., Butch?
Yeah, really.
What are they doing? I mean, I have seen some of the stupidest things of what they're doing and what they're passing. And it's like, well, what are you spending time doing this for? It's meaningless. Meaningless. And it boggles the mind. They're like a bunch of ants up there. They don't know which way to go or what to do. It's all of these. It's amazing, Butch.
It is. It really is. I mean, this, back to your topic, this kind of fits what you're saying, though. The House passes bipartisan bill striking Biden's crackdown on national pastime. Now, the House had to take time to vote on this. Now, this one, this, and this. I mean, talk about nothing important to do. In near unanimous vote, late Tuesday evening, the House representatives approved the bill striking down the Biden administration's decision to block federal funding for school shooting sports courses. Wow, what an important thing they have to do. The Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act, introduced by Representative Mark Green from Tennessee, was approved by a vote of 424-1, with Representative Veronica Escobar from Texas, Democrat, voting against it. The bipartisan support for the legislation reflects a widespread concern over the administration's decision to withhold funds for schools' hunting and archery courses. Melody, that's been done ever since I've been a little child and before. Why would they even take time to bring that up? Why would Biden even consider cutting something like that? It's so mundane. It's so really unimportant as far as affecting society, except the children will know how to shoot and shoot archery, like to hunt. I mean, what is the point of Biden even bringing this up?
I don't know. It's like they don't have anything. I don't know. They're all. I don't know.
They're just run out of things to do. If they call us, we give them some ideas what to do. How about close the border for one thing?
Yeah.
You know, we give them some ideas. How about I tell the Fed to Biden quit giving away billions of dollars we don't have to give away? How about telling Biden to support his own people instead of the people over in Ukraine and the illegals? How about supporting Americans? How about giving them something where they can afford to pay their grocery bill and pay the power bill at the same time? What an idea. Anyway, go ahead, Melody.
No, so, you know, it's just, you know, I'm thinking, you know, you're seeing all of this stuff that's, and, you know, I actually get tongue-tied because then there's nobody to ask. I mean, where do you go? You used to be able to call and blah, 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 but they don't even care about that anymore.
No, they don't care. You ever ask yourself the question, why do the senators and congressmen not get upset when the government is shut down? What happens to their paycheck? It doesn't affect their paycheck none. So who's paying them?
Yeah.
The IMF pays them. They don't bother them at all. We don't pay them. They don't work for us. Now that, folks, is a fact. Check it out. They don't care if it's shut down because they don't lose their paycheck. This is exactly what's wrong with America. They don't answer to us any longer. And Melody, if they get in for 4 or 6 years, whatever it is they get into, if they do vote them out, they get retirement the rest of their life. I think they've padded their bed pretty good. What do you think?
I'd say. You know, I read the other day where they're saying, well, you know, these politicians, go, you know, their positions, they were never meant to be a job.
No, they weren't.
It wasn't a job.
No.
You didn't groom yourself to be a politician so you could make a career out of it. But that is exactly what they have done.
It used to be a place of service.
Yes.
That ain't longer. That ain't longer.
And it's just, I saw Kennedy, he's going to run as an independent.
I saw that, yes. Maybe libertarian.
Pardon?
Maybe a libertarian.
He's planning to announce.
Oh, is he going to be? Okay,
well,
nice to mention independent.
He's going to run as an independent on October 9 in Pennsylvania.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah, look what the DNC did to him.
Yeah. Good for him. You know, I don't like a lot of things he stands for. I do like a lot of things he's saying. I have to admit that he's come on pretty strong in opposition to both parties. And to tell you the truth, Melody, I haven't seen a lot of action out of either party, have you?
None at all.
So, an independent, good for him.
Yep.
Good for him. Anyway, go ahead.
So, it's just a frustrating day as I see some of this stuff and some of these stupid things that are going on in D.C. And they can't even come to agreement to pay the stupid bills. Of course, we don't have any money. They have to figure out how to print more, but I get that. But, I mean, well, come on.
They don't even print anymore. They just put it on a computer and put a digit in.
It's just digits. I know.
They don't print paper anymore, so it's even less than paper.
That's true.
I mean, you can always burn paper. You can't burn digits.
Nope.
You know? But you think things are ridiculous. Wait till you hear the next story coming up.
Go ahead.
You ain't going to believe this. LGBT identifying vets sued for reparations from the U.S. military. Oh, yes.
Why not?
Americans removed from the U.S. military because they identified as lesbian or non-binary have sued the U.S. military for reparations now, saying it's wrong to deny less than honorably discharged veterans the same benefits earned by those who served honorably, including college tuition, health care, restaurant discounts, and society's admiration. Bull. Two left-wing legal groups filed a class-action lawsuit in San Francisco demanding the Pentagon pay for the plight of lesbian, gay, I hate to use the word gay to mean sexual deviant, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and intersex veterans discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and its predecessor policies. The case, Farrell versus United States Department of Defense, contends that the U.S. Army Armed Forces allowed that discrimination to live on in the discharge papers carried by the LGBTQ plus veterans. I tell you what. If that is not definitely a sign of a military that is not, it's not going to be, it's useless. God cannot and will not honor a nation that does this, and he certainly will not support the military that we call our military. Melody, if we're ever attacked, it's over. It's over. I mean, in God's eyes, it's over. I mean, I didn't write the book. I don't have anything to do with the book. I read about Sodom and Gomorrah, read about Jericho, read about all these places in the Bible. What about Israel when they sinned? So don't tell me that the God smiles on this. Ridiculous. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, anybody who has a woe is me, who chooses to be a victim, views the big push in California for reparations and so forth and all across this country for that matter and says, why not? May as well. You know, throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
Well, my ancestors were forced on the death march. You remember back in under Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
They forced,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to sue reparations.
No, oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, why not?
Well, I'm a brunette and I wanted to be blonde, so can I sue for reparations?
Well, I think if anybody had a cause, it would be the Indians, Native Americans have a cause of all the ones out there whining.
Of all the ones, they have a legitimate.
Yes, they really do. Absolutely do. And to show you how far the hand is getting, and if they can do this to this gentleman, what the bank's going to do to us, Amex, A-M-E-X, cuts Lindell's line of credit 90%. They just crippled my pillow. Mike Lindell went on Steve Bannon's show today to announce a fire sale on pillows, sheets, and slippers to desperately raise cash to keep his business afloat. He said American Express just cut his company's line of credit from $1 million to $100,000. This comes after the banks have canceled him and nearly every retailer ceased to do business with him. Now, the folks, whether you agree with him or not, what he's saying, that's not the point. If we express our opinion, are we going to lose our way to our means to feed our families? This had been like watching a slow-motion train wreck for Lindell's 2,500 employees as he squanders the profits and bankrupts his once successful business to pursue the unholy grail of proving that Trump really won in 2020 election. Everything that Trump touches dies. Well, again, whether you agree or don't agree, why should a man be punished for expressing his opinion, Mildy?
I mean, I agree. And I know he, you know, I mean, he has been. I mean, think of all the expenses. I've seen more and more commercials, TV commercials for his items. And, yes. You know, what he used to charge $100 for a pillow plus, and now they're, you know, $9.99. You know, that's how much he dropped those prices. So he did make buku bucks, and more power to him. That's what America's all about.
That's exactly right.
You know, it's good, but it's also when you become that and you do have employees, you do have responsibilities. And, yes, I know he was trying to prove something, but I don't think he's ever – I don't know. I can't say I don't think he's ever – because I don't know. Has he ever shown the proof to anybody?
I don't know that
one thing you need
did.
Is proof.
It
what is the proof? But we we know what has gone on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I agree with him.
But they're shutting down his business for his opinion and trying to do
bank
something.
They can call in loans.
Yes,
any you know, they can call in anything. And anytime there is maybe there was a reason to believe that he wouldn't be able to repay his loans. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. Heading into the break, we were talking about Mike Lindell and what American Express has done to him. And it's just like, you know, you think, who in the heck do they think they are? But that's what happens when you're beholden to something for money, when you're using other people's money. Or whatever, whether it's right or wrong, that they have control over you. So the whole point is, don't use other people's money. Use your own. It's not saying that they won't still do it, because you still have your checking accounts and, you know, whatever, your credit cards and so forth. So I hope he can fight it and.
2,500 employees, a lot of people working for him.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
The next article here that I want to hit real quick is Dianne Feinstein dead at 90. His hospitalization for shingles and other health problems led her to her prolonged absence from the Senate in 2023, an inconsistent voting record with that she turned in May. California's longest-serving senator announced that she planned to retire at the end of 2024. Well, I'm saying this very politely, the nation lost nothing, probably better off. But as a pastor and a preacher, I gotta say, it's sad to see a soul go out into eternity that I'm convinced wasn't ready to go. That's the sad part of it. God takes no pleasure in death of the wicked. That's what the scriptures tell us. So it's a sad situation that way. The nation may, if they get somebody in that's halfway decent, may gain some ground. But folks, this should remind us all that death is coming for all of us. What you do now matters. Good or bad, death is coming. Go ahead, Melody.
And you know that, you know, and you know when this was all done, I mean, she should have left a long time ago.
Yes,
it should have been left open to a regular election for the people. But no, now Newsom gets to vote somebody. He gets to place somebody
in
there
until
they.
I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yep.
And I was watching a program the other day, and California has the highest rate of any state in this country for human trafficking. They're number one.
Yes.
They're number one.
Yep.
Human trafficking. It's. And nobody talks about these things.
No, very few. Very few.
And this is what, this is the decline of this country. You know, there's still good in it, but there's a lot of bad.
Well, who was it? I think Edmund Burke said, if good men do nothing, then evil men, more or less, always win.
Yeah.
So that's what it boils down to. Well, yeah, I think the majority of the people in this country are moral, decent people.
Absolutely.
But if you do nothing, then the other side wins by default. It's just that easy. It's not complicated. To do nothing means that it means that you give in to the other side. So doing nothing is doing something. You're letting things happen.
And I'm so sick and tired of hearing Biden in the White House saying far-right Republicans, MAGA, MAGA.
Mm-hmm,
no.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be. It's not. How about just a good old U.S. citizen? Wants them to get your house. Wants the house. Have them put the house, their house in order. Our house in order. Get serious instead of worrying about what you can wear to work. I mean, are you kidding me? How many days and hours did that take to come up with saying, oh, well, now you can wear shorts, and then to reverse it a day or two later? How much time and money went into that?
How much were they paid to waste their time like that? Our time like that?
Ours, yeah.
I agree. I do. And I miss you probably all heard this, but everybody knows who Marjorie Taylor Greene is. Well, the House just approved an amendment to cut Lloyd Austin's salary to $1. I agree, but I want to see what happens now. The House voted to approve an amendment from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's to cut Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's salary to $1 on Wednesday, a move that comes amid the growing tension in the House to avert a government shutdown. Secretary Austin has not fulfilled his job duties, Greene said on the White House floor Wednesday. As a matter of fact, he's destroying our military. She criticized Austin for his handling of military recruitment and the withdrawal of Afghanistan on the White House floor and said in a video on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, after the House vote that there's a loss in confidence in Lloyd Austin's leadership and he deserves to be fired. Austin, the first black Secretary of Defense, makes more than $221,000 a year, according to Defense News. For her amendment, Green said that she used the Homan rule, which allows amendments to appropriations legislation that would reduce the salary of the FAR specific federal employees or cut a specific program, according to the House Rules Committee. In this case, her amendment would be part of the defense spending bill, but despite its inclusion, she told Bush and Examiner that she would still vote against the bill because of its additional aid to Ukraine, which other conservative lawmakers have also opposed. But she voted because paid the $1 a year, and I don't think it's worth that much. But that's just my opinion. Go ahead, Melody.
Yeah, but it's not. That's only one place that it got passed, right?
Yes.
It ain't going to go anywhere.
That's good. I'd have to go through the Senate, too.
So, again, who's going to pay any attention? And it's time wasted. Even though you might agree, I agree with it, what they've done. But how much time and energy when they should be doing something that really makes a difference to this nation? They're just letting this nation crumble. There's no money. Cities and counties and states, they don't have the money to fix your roads. They don't have the money to fix the things that need to be fixed. It's in decay. If they don't get the money from the federal government, the states are only worrying about pensions to keep everybody afloat.
Well, again,
it's a sign of insanity.
It's a sign of insanity this nation's into.
I saw something about New Orleans, that the Mississippi has dropped so much due to the climate.
Yes.
That the salt water from the Gulf is pushing the Mississippi water back.
Yes.
And it's going to be going into their drinking water. And people aren't going to. If that happens, which they're pretty much thinking that it is, and it, we'll know. And I think they said, I can't remember what the timeline is, month of October, I think. If they don't get any water and they don't know how much rain they actually need, restaurants can't cook. People can't cook. People can't drink. They're getting ready to pass out drinking water now. I mean, that'll shut down that whole area, I would think, Butch, because you can't do anything.
Without water, you're pretty much dead in the water. Without water, you're pretty much dead in the water. That's what it boils down to.
And you have all the salt water now going through the pipes, the corrosion of the salt.
Mm-hmm. And you can't water things with it, your lawns and your plants.
You can't water.
So, yep. I agree.
But is that that should be a top story along with the Panama Canal being shut down.
Heck, even the climate changers
aren't using this information.
I haven't heard a thing about Panama Canal in the news for a long time. I haven't.
Oh. These are the major stories. And what can be done about them. These are the things that are happening to people around this country that have direct impact, along with the inflation and the food and the energy prices rising. And what are our politicians in D.C.? They can't even do a budget. That's really amazing.
It is amazing.
That's our country. That's the country that we care about.
The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, he said, I'll smite them with madness. And in Psalms chapter 2, he said, I have to remember the exact word, but he said, other words, I'll make him insane. I'll make him unable to do anything. The psalmist, he said, that's what's happened to a nation that forgets God, it says. So he said, the word he used was, I'll have him in derision. Would you say our nation's derision? I think so. It's in derision, I do believe. In every way you look, it's in derision. I think that's a good word to use for that. Anything else, Melody?
No.
Okay. Well, we're doing a lot of venting today, folks. Hope y'all don't mind.
I am venting today.
It is Friday. Just... All right. Yeah, it is Friday.
And I know you want to talk about Elon Musk. Why don't we do that one? That'll get me going, too.
Well, we'll get there in a little bit. I'm on my way that way.
Okay.
Costco's experiencing rush on one-ounce gold bars, selling for bargain price of $1,949 each, that are disappearing from the shelves within hours of being restocked. Now, Costco folks will stock anything, believe me, but fanatical Costco customers have been sent scrambling to recent weeks after a surprising product became a bestseller, gold bars. The brand is known for its out-of-the-box range of bargain items, from Titanic tubs of Nutella, whatever it is, to caviar and saunas. Now, in a surprising turn, a range of gold bars available online has customers clamoring to get their hands on one of the nuggets, with two options, weighing with just 1 ounce and costing in the region of $19.50. The gold rush came as Costco pleased investors with promising quarterly returns this week. On the earnings call Tuesday, CFO Richard Galante confessed, I've gotten a couple of calls that people have seen online that we're selling 1 ounce gold bars. Yes, but when we load them on the site, they're typically gone within a few hours, and we limit two per member, he said. While the bars appear to be only online in America, TikTok creators have revealed that Costco location Korea had the items on shelves, with images showing some going up to $79,000 each, Melody. Woo! Let that sink in. I mean, somebody wants gold. Any comments on that?
Well, there are some restrictions on that.
Well, I'm talking about North Korea now, or North Korea,
yeah. Yeah, but I'm talking about Costco.
And those in Korea, it doesn't say North or South, it's in Korea. Yeah, there is. But in Korea, $79,000. So I just thought I'd share that. Folks, it could happen here. I don't know if we get that high or not. But it's going to go higher. As things continue to fall apart in the country economically and worldwide, gold and silver, precious metals, are going to go much, much higher. And of all the times to buy, now's the time to get them. Oh, they may drop down a few more dollars, but I wouldn't count on it. But they're down now. Get it while you can. Melly, what's a silver round going for now, roughly?
24.
Okay. And an eagle?
28.
Okay. And a silver dollar?
They're a little bit different because you're really not using it per spot price. So they're still in their mid-30s.
Folks, I'm telling you, now it's time to buy. And 1 ounce gold or 10-ounce gold coin going for what now, roughly?
The what?
10-ounce gold coin.
10-ounce gold coin?
10th ounce.
In a gold?
Yeah, 1/10 gold.
Oh, they're still very expensive. The premiums don't come down on those, so you're still paying. You know, yeah. 10th ounce are very expensive.
Okay, and what is the bargain in gold now?
Although with the spot price of gold being down.
So the best bargain in gold would be what today, roughly? If you
just buy 1 ounce. Just one ounce.
1 ounce yeah. Coins, I assume?
1 ounce coins, yeah.
Okay. Folks, now's the time to do it. I mean, don't gamble. Please. This I knew was happening because I see I have been offered jobs here and where I live, near where I live. I'm 75 years old, and I could go to work about any place I want to, Melody. They would hire me in a minute. Surge in U.S. seniors applying for entry-level positions. U.S. hiring managers are on the hunt for full-time talent, and many, 79%, report a rising tide of older workers vying for entry-level roles compared to 3 years ago. This is according to a recent survey from the Harris Poll commissioned by Express Employment Professionals. Furthermore, 60% of these hiring managers express a preference for hiring older candidates over younger ones for entry-level positions, highlighting a shift in perceptions and about experience and maturity. Melly, that's good and it's bad. It's bad that we can't find young people that will qualify or want to work, but it's good that somebody that's retired wants to go to work and get a job now. Any comments on that?
You know, I'm happy that older people are going back to work. Maybe we'll get some real service back into the businesses that we
have to deal with. I totally agree.
You know, I'm getting tired of being looked at by these young punks, thinking that we owe them a living, thinking that, you know, we need to, you know, walk around on ice, you know?
I know exactly what you mean. And service is almost non-existent in most places now.
I know. And look at the owners. Look at the owners. They're just as bad. They don't require anything. My gosh. And it's hard for a business owner to require that people work hard, that give 110%. I mean, look at the UAW. They're announcing new strikes.
Yep.
At GM and plants.
Yes. Well, again, I asked a lady to offer me a job here about 2 weeks ago. Why would you want to hire me? She said, because you'll show up and you'll work.
Yeah, we just want you to show up.
I mean, just have a warm body here. We'll show something.
That's
anyway.
How people hire contractors anymore. It doesn't matter what kind of job they do. We just want you to show up.
And do something.
And that's kind of like our schools. We don't care what you do in school. Just come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll pass you.
You're not required to pass. Oh my gosh, no. We'll get you through. You'll get a diploma.
I totally agree. And that's showing in a lot of schools today too. They're in eighth.
Oh yeah,
grade.
Take a look at Baltimore. They can't even pass. The kids can't even get a passing grade in math. The whole district.
Or reading, or anything.
I know.
Sad situation. After the break, we're going to discuss Elon Musk.
I just saw
Musk,
a headline, too.
Guy.
Hey, Is that part of it? The Archdiocese of Baltimore is bankrupt? They filed for Chapter 11?
Wow. Wow.
We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And I just want to make note of this because we do have lots of listeners in New York. New York City, they're getting major flooding. I don't think they've seen anything like this since Sandy hit them. But the pictures are just amazing. Record-setting rain has overwhelmed New York City's sewer system, sending a surge of flood water going through the streets and into basements, schools, subways, vehicles. The water rose fast and furious. And some of the pictures are just unbelievable. More rain fell, in a single day at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, nearly 8 inches. More than any others since 1948. A month's worth of rain fell in Brooklyn in just 3 hours. And so we know everything is shut down, but a widespread 3 to 6 inches of rain had fallen across New York City by late Friday afternoon. So, and the pictures that you see, I can't even imagine how disgusting it is.
Especially with the sewers backing up, my goodness.
Yeah, well, it'll clean out a lot of the homeless, that's for sure. They'll all die.
Can you imagine They'll the stench, die. Though? The stench of that.
You know, and how many people will die in this because there's so many homeless and so forth, which is sad. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying it's sad. So anyway, again, the town's going to be shut down.
What can you say? And here's your story you're waiting for. Elon Musk says UAW demands would bankrupt Ford, GM, and Stellantis. As United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis continues in a second week, Tesla CEO Elon Musk went to his preferred way of communicating with the outside world, X, formerly Twitter, to voice his opinion on the union workers' demands. He replied to another user who said that President Biden wages agrees that UAW members should get a 40% wage increase. Musk blasted the union, saying it's a sure way to drive the three companies bankrupt. According to Automotive News, the union reduced its demands for pay raises in negotiation with officials from 40 to 36%. At the same time, he requests an elimination of different tiers for workers and a cutback of temporary workers who are typically paid less, as well as a restoration of defined benefit pensions and more time off for workers, including a proposed 32-hour work week. I don't know all the ins and outs of that. I don't know what kind of money the companies have made. I have no idea what's going on there financially. But they want to cut down to 4 days a week work weeks. I'm not saying whether it's good or bad, but I can see now why this could hurt the companies to reorganize all that and still give a 36% pay increase. So I can see what he's saying. It could hurt them.
Well, here's my conspiracy theory on this. Hey, if all three of the, what did he say? That he's going to bankrupt them all?
Yeah.
Well, he'd be in a cushy spot, wouldn't he?
Since he's the one that
manufactures Teslas, the EVs.
And he's not union.
And how do we know Biden going to the strike, going to, walking with the workers? I mean, we know he was a big union man. Maybe he wants them to go out of business. Maybe he wants them to. So they have to focus on EVs. We know how Elon does a lot of government work. And all of a sudden, Elon's coming out with his 2 cents on the, on the strike and on Mexico. He went down to the border.
Yes, he did.
Why? What's it to him? When is it, what's he going to do about it?
Well, I have
is he
wonder,
running for office?
You have to wonder, I mean, you're right. If they would slow down or shut down, that would be a boon to him. And I just don't know. I don't know these motives are totally pure, and I can't say they're not. But I can see how this demand will definitely raise the price of automobiles higher than what the average person can afford to buy. I can see that.
It would match up with the EVs, and you have Tesla in there.
That's right.
And did you know this is a dated article back to June of 2023, but old Elon, he's looking to build a plant in Mexico.
Yep.
Gee, is that why he's interested in the border?
Makes you wonder about a lot of things.
People thought when he was taking over Twitter that it was, he was going to protect our ability to, How did people get so fooled over these billionaires? Like they're doing something good for us. Like they can even think about how things affect us and how our daily lives are. These people,
That's the problem with politicians. They're so high above us in different ways financially. They can't even conceive the idea that we have to skimp and save to buy groceries. They can't understand that.
They're not leaders. They're rulers.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. I'm giving an idea how tough they're getting financially. This is from Michael. Michael, life in America has never been more unaffordable than it is right now. And folks, that's even with the so-called Great Depression. Our standard of living is being systematically destroyed, but for a lot of years, many Americans didn't fully understand what was taking place because it was happening so slowly. But now we have reached a stage where the purchasing power of our money is collapsing, and the cost of living has become exceedingly painful. Thanks to a rapidly rising cost of living, the middle class is becoming the impoverished class, and the poor are increasingly being pushed out into the streets. If we do not find a way to turn these trends around, it won't be too long before we have tremendous societal turmoil on our hands. Earlier today, I came across an article about a woman that found a receipt from Burger King that was dated August 10, 1986. Now, I know that seemed like forever and ever ago, but it really wasn't. I mean, I'd been married by then almost 15 years. At that time, you could buy a Whopper for just $1.54. Today, that same Whopper will cost you $6.79. A woman had been left stunned after discovering a retro Burger King receipt from the 1980s, which reveals the staggering price increases that the fast food chain has implemented over the past four decades. U.S.-based Lisa took a social media to share the receipt after a mother found it in a box in the garbage in the garage while remodeling her home. The faded paper from the fast food chain dates back to August 10, 1986, and it lists three Whopper burgers for $4.62, which worked out to $1.54 each. A single Whopper burger currently costs $6.79 in today's money, over four times the price listed on the vintage receipt. In other words, if you had $6.79 back then, you could buy four Whoppers, and you still would have money left over. This is what inflation does. It destroys our purchasing power. And it goes on from there with this will be in my magazine next month, not the October, but November, on how all the other examples he's put in there on the price of things and how much it went up. But from $1.54 each to almost $7 in the last 40 years. That's a huge, huge increase. That's like 4% increase. Billy, that's a lot of difference, is it not?
It sure is.
And now we're seeing it come in the roost, and homes are unaffordable. Now, this is not my opinion. In 99% of U.S. counties, if you're looking to buy a home right now, I feel sorry for you. The other day when I wrote this, that life in America has never been more unaffordable than it is right now, some people thought I was exaggerating. But the truth is I was not exaggerating about one bit. The cost of living has risen to extremely painful levels, and this is partially true when it comes to housing. Since 2019, the median price of a house, which has been 4 years, folks, the median price of a home in the United States has risen by more than $100,000. And thanks to the Federal Reserve, we now are facing dramatically higher interest rates, which is all housing has become extraordinarily unaffordable. In fact, a new report that was just released determined that homes are currently unaffordable in 99% of the U.S. counties. Typical American cannot afford to buy a home in a growing number of communities across the nation, according to common lending standards. That's the main takeaway from the new report from real estate data provider Adam. Researchers examined the median home prices last year for roughly 575 U.S. counties and found that home prices in 99% of those areas are beyond the reach of an average income earner who makes $71,214 a year. In the entire history of our country, we've never seen anything like this before. That is a huge and powerful article. The average income of this is over $71,000 a year now, and people can't afford to buy homes. Melanie, that's a very powerful article.
It's been a long time since we've had affordable housing in this country.
It has, and it's just gotten a whole lot worse.
But it has. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that people that I'm addressing homeowners or those that are looking to buy now. Someone asked me the other day, would you buy property now at 4%? I said, no. They said, why? We're at a peak of homeowners. You know, it's funny how people think that we can have this major economic collapse, but yet home prices are still going to remain high. How does that work? There's always going to be needing homes. There's such a home shortage here on the Eastern Shore. It doesn't matter. If you believe, just like what people thought in 2008, people building, thinking, oh, these prices, you know, we're going to be selling these prices for top price. And people don't believe these things happen. But they do.
It is happening.
Even at 4%, I wouldn't buy any property in this country at this point in time. because they're going to come down. And then somebody will say, well, the interest rates are going to go higher. Maybe. Then you don't buy anything and you wait. You rent. Or you stay put. Yeah.
That also applies to buying precious metals.
You don't. And somebody asked me the other day, do I pay off my mortgage or buy metals? I'm not a financial planner. I can't tell you what to do. But use a little common sense. If you have a 2% rate on your mortgage, why would you pay it off? Figure worst case scenario. Well, it's good to be out of debt. Yes, it is. But you're using fiat dollars, putting it into a depreciating asset. All home depreciates no matter what the price does, because you're always painting, fixing, doing this, adding, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's more of a depreciating asset than, you know, rarely does it have to where we've had the home prices that we've experienced during the pandemic. So, you know, if you want to pay off some of your mortgage, fine. Precious metals would have been a much better investment, because then you always have the metals. You get in trouble, then you can sell them and then pay off the mortgage. It's that simple. So, it differs from everybody, because it makes a difference on what your income is and, you know, how much mortgage you do have and, you know, so forth. So not everybody fits in the same square peg. But think. I know people can do it. Think.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, that's exactly what I did 15 years ago. Started buying metals in the 90s when I could afford it and paid the house off 17 years earlier.
Yeah,
that's what I
exactly.
did. Listen to it. Other people like you and Bob Chapman told me them way back then what to do. And I did it. I did. And I got a good news story, but I don't think we're going to have time to get through it today. So we can always save it for next time. We'll get that done. But folks, whatever you're going to do, whatever you plan on doing, it's better now to, if you're going to buy metals, buy them now when the price is down a little bit. It may go lower, but you don't count on that. When I first bought silver dollars, they were $3 a piece. Now they're 30. Did I do right? Absolutely, I did. So I'm telling you, folks, this is common sense to buy what you can when you can. Put them back and save them. They're not going to appreciate overnight normally to anything where they're worthwhile trading. But I'll buy them $3 a piece, sold them $12 a piece, and said, pay my house off. This has been several years ago now. They went up two more times since then, or more than that. Get it while you can. Call Melody at 800-375-4188. She will tell you the truth as best she can. I recommend her to everybody I know. I do. So I'm just telling you that you need to do the same thing. Melody, go ahead.
800-375-4188. And I'm just going to top on this real quick. There was an article by Financial Times. Moody's, the credit agency, warns of systemic risk from leveraged lending market. It isn't about interest rates. It's just going to be an additional problem that we face. It is really the systemic risk that we have, and will come through. 800-375-4188. We'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
Pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me